It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 20th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is flora, spelled F-L-O-R-A. Flora is a noun. It refers to all the plants that live in a particular area, time, period, or environment. It can also be used broadly to refer to plant, bacterial, or fungal life. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Conversation. South Africa is endowed with a rich wealth of flora and is often acclaimed as a biodiversity hotspot. Thousands of plants are used for traditional medicine for the management of diverse health conditions. You may be familiar with the phrase flora and fauna, which broadly refers to just about every visible living thing. While fauna specifically refers to the animals of a region, flora represents the plants. Flora made its way into English from New Latin via the Latin word flora, which comes from the name of the Roman goddess of flowers and the flowering season, the time of the year when flowers bloom. Flora, who was depicted as a beautiful young woman in a long flowing dress with flowers in her hair, strewing flowers over the earth, was especially known for wildflowers and plants, not raised for food. Her name also lives on and continues to thrive through the related words floral, floret, and flourish. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.